dude, you look like John Lennon, but like with a fucking bigger,
a bigger dick, dude.
Sick, dude.
Sick, dude.
The Shedcast, brought to you by Alien Entourage and the Riverside Culture.
Who looks like Rob Snyder?
Chris Kattan.
We turn off the heater in here. It's fucking blazing. It's Mikey's, like a goddamn sauna.
Yeah,
it's it's toasty. It's too warm. It's like I'm starting to schwitz.
You're about to schwitz.
So you're saying, what's his name?
There's a chance. What?
The guys want some cookies. That's the guy.
You got cookies?
No. Who's that? Who's the guy that's opposite Will Ferrell and?
That's
Rock's
it. That's Chris Kattan.
Oh, Chris Kattan. Yeah. Okay. That's what, but he does that in that movie. What's it when he's the mob boss's son? Pee-wee something.
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
In no.
The guys want some cookies.
Yeah. What the fuck is that movie? It's not Pee-wee's.
It's something like some
Pee-wee similar. Reese?
No, it's like Perry's something. He's like the weird son that's not in the mob, but then he has to be, right? To like save the family business.
Oh, yeah, kind of. And then he goes like, oh, shit, that was my bad. I don't know why that was turned up like that.
Whoa. I liked Corky Romano.
Corky Romano.
That's what it was.
That's the one.
Corky Romano.
That's the one, dude.
You're thinking of fucking Snow Dogs. I am.
I liked Corky Romano. I thought that was, I mean, I don't know if it holds up now, but
that's what he says.
Kid, I thought it was funny.
That's what he goes, you guys want some cookies? And that one, he does that. Where he dresses up as a Girl
right,
Scout.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, with the fucking hairy legs. Ridiculous.
That is good. You got Corky?
He's not, mostly known for the Saturday Night Live thing, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's where Night of the Roxbury started, I think, right?
Yeah, when they're in the car.
Saturday Night Live. That's kind of cool to bring a sketch into a turn a sketch to a movie.
He's employee number 3 in Rogan's show.
What show?
News Radio.
Oh, no.
With that bad bitch. What's her name?
Kelly Clarkson.
Nah, yes. Maura Tierney.
You're thinking of Avril Lavigne?
This girl.
You're thinking of Pink.
I'm talking about that guy.
You're thinking of that guy.
You don't know this girl?
Yeah, I do.
Bernstein jerk.
She's the one that gets hit by the truck and signs or something.
Maybe. It might hold
checks
up.
Out.
Yeah, it sounds pretty legit. Yeah, she played the cat that got hit in Pet Cemetery.
That's crazy. Is she still getting residuals for that?
I believe they call it royalties, but...
Residual. What would be a residual?
It's like, probably, exactly. It's residual income. If it would make sense. Mm-hmm. Royalties would be an example of a residual income.
Yeah, okay. So don't fucking try that.
It's like a square and a rectangle kind of deal.
No, but you got to use it correctly, though. You can't call a square a rectangle.
Yeah, exactly. But you also...
But you can't call a rectangle square, so you got to use
it correctly. No, other way around. No, you just said it exactly backwards.
You got to say
it. See, I'm testing you, dude.
You had it, though.
Making sure you're on point.
Tree?
Is it?
Nah.
Tree?
I'm about to smoke a cigarette. A couple pulls.
Don't trick me. This is not 7.5, is it?
No. 6 and 9, dude. I was fine.
Dude, he
stopped doing the 9.5.
No, what he did was, I know what happened was, he took the pouch, he opened it,
and poured
and put 3 more into it, and then...
Made it a 9.
And then it was a 6. Raw. Remember there were 6s? He made an 18.
Oh, that's what it was. I made an 18.
You
then Mikey
get that raw
out.
Crystal on your the inside of your
leg. I know, and then I fucking puked.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yo, this dab is going to make me feel better.
Right.
So I hit the dab a little bit too big, maybe a little too hot, maybe, and just I puked from being dizzy from the Zen.
Nice.
And we were arguing
straight
about
nicotine.
Tennis like right before that.
Yeah, we were arguing,
about,
I think.
About like the Wimbledon finals, I think it was,
Wimbledon's?
Right?
Yeah. I think
it was like Maripova and Venus, Serena Williams.
Venus Flytrap.
No, I was going to say that, but I didn't because it was so stupid. I stopped myself from saying it.
We were arguing about cricket.
I wouldn't be surprised if her vagina worked like a Venus flytrap.
Who, Venus?
Yeah, I mean, of course
like
it
big
would.
Lips. Fly comes across.
Dude, you get all fucking caught up in there, dude.
Speaking of fucking Venus flytraps, dude, did you know that when they pollinate, they have to have they put out like a 3-foot flower above them so that they don't eat their pollinators. They only eat flies that land on the little trap.
No shit. Nice.
There's like a huge flower that pops up.
So they decipher from their food?
Yeah, otherwise so like, they won't be able to pollinate because they'll just eat the pollinators.
Well, what is this stuff that attracts the flies? Pollen. To the bucket part, though.
Pollen.
They have, it's like, oh, a sugary.
That? Yeah.
It's like,
no, a that's fucking, different. That's
not the not bucket a, part. I mean, like the part that's that...
That's Venus flytrap.
The part
though.
That...
The fucking little mouth thing from Mario.
But why does the fly want to get there?
Because
it's
like a
sweet,
sugary scent. It's like a...
But the bee doesn't want that. It wants the other shit, is that basically?
The bee wants the pollen.
But I think it kind of gets hit by both.
But there's also
the fact that if a bug hits the top part, then now it's like, that's not food for me anymore. That's my lifeline. That's the delivery.
You think there's anyone with the Venus flytrap that then has to go to the pet store to get flies?
Yeah. That'd be so funny.
First of all,
not eaten.
All right, so the person who buys a Venus flytrap, one, are they a dirty person and their whole like house has got a bunch of flies and that's why they want it? Two, are they like, what's the reason why you're getting it? Are you intrigued by it? Three, how many emergency room visits where you show up and a dude's got his dick stuck in his Venus flytrap?
Oh, boy.
And they're like, I can't get this thing off. We need more flies.
I had a neighbor who had a lizard, right? And so he went on vacation and he was like, vacation, you mind feeding my lizard, right?
Yeah.
And so his lizard needed crickets. So the first night I went over there. What? I told you this story
before? I
think before?
You told me this once before, yeah.
I mean, it was the grossest thing in the world. Because, like, crickets, when you start looking at them, they just basically look like roaches and they hop around.
They move way fast.
Yeah, and they move real fast. And you had to, like, open up the thing.
Much different than roaches.
You had to open up the thing. You had to put in tweezers. You had to get it. And every time I went over there, I just got, like, the chills. So then at one point, I just took the tube and, like, I must have given this lizard, like, all of the crickets and were like, I'll just come back next week.
Yeah.
The fact that I didn't kill this guy's lizard on that one week is pure luck.
It doesn't even have to eat the whole week. It'd be fine.
Yeah. It would have been, honestly, it's straight though, because all you did was just put him in the environment. He's going to eat him at one point. He's not going to.
And they're not going to dirty the tank.
Like, they must have gone away for 2 weeks because at one point I had to go and get like a bag of crickets from the pet store and I'm holding it in the car just disgusted.
It's the exact mix between a cockroach and a grasshopper. Is a fucking cricket.
Nah, crickets are tasty, I heard.
They're
putting them in everything.
I would eat a cricket.
No, they start grinding it up and shoving it in everything and telling you it's healthy.
Well, no, they're already doing it in Europe. There's crickets in everything anyway.
There
is
crickets in a lot of shit.
There's like the FDA.
From the monocrops?
In grain.
FDA said there can be a certain amount of micro, grams or whatever of bug, like insect parts and shit.
In all types of products.
You want to hear an interesting argument for beef eaters?
Okay.
So
pro or against?
For pro beef eating.
You're about to find out.
Dude, you're smoking a cigarette? Yeah. Dude, I saw smoke and I was just like, I think I'm tripping.
If he does the math on, this actually might be an interesting thing to Google, but if you basically eat, let's just say, a hamburger or a steak every day over the course of a year, how many cows are you eating? I would guess that we each eat maybe 1 to 4 cows a year. I'd say
if you had one.
No,
every
not.
Day.
I'm no, saying if you're one. Eating, I think
if,
one.
If you're eating meat every day, like you're a typical male meat eater, how many cows are you eating in a year?
Burger.
No,
shit.
I'm just saying.
What are you saying? I'm just saying.
Like pounds of meat.
Let me change it because you guys are going fucking autistic already.
Come on, dude.
No, wait, can I go one more level autistic?
No. In a typical year, how many cows is an average meat eater eating?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah,
one,
I can't answer this
one?
Without being autistic.
Yeah. Because it's a quarter pound of beef.
No, because it depends.
4 burgers is a pound.
No, if you're only eating burgers, you're not eating the whole cow. So you're eating more than one cow.
No,
it takes it'll take 5 cows.
What?
I think he's saying the equivalent in weight, though.
But if saying if you're only eating hamburgers, then it would take you 5 cows to eat the equivalent of the.
So look at it this way. Look at it this way.
You know what I mean? So it takes more cows.
If you were, let's say, you had a personal butcher who slaughtered a cow,
and you ate everything,
how many of those cows do you think you're going through in a year?
One.
So
500-pound cow, 600-pound cow,
how much is it?
I got the mathematics, dude.
Okay.
So 58 pounds is the average amount of meat that the average human.
That sounds low.
A year, though, a year.
How many pounds? A quarter pound's a quarter pound of beef.
Yeah,
right?
So that's not that much.
Oh, I mean.
No, so that means, I guess on an average day, you probably eat about a half a pound to a pound of meat. If, like, you're eating at least one meal of meat.
Yeah, so it would take 8 years to eat a cow's worth.
Right.
You're eating, so that would mean that you're eating red meat every day.
I eat red meat every day.
A pound
of
red meat?
I don't eat a full pound, but I'm just saying probably a half a pound, maybe. Yeah. So let's just say on average, you're at a half a pound. So what's that over the
year? Like 150 pounds a year.
I don't even eat red meat every day. I have like fucking canines.
It would take, an average cow has 440 pounds of meat on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it would take about 8 years.
All right. So here's the crazy thing.
To eat a full cow.
So here's what's crazy, right? So if for or all if these say, people
we'll say 4 years
that are all about animal life.
Yeah.
All right. So if you eat cow, what are you? You're killing one cow every 2 years. That's your personal consumption.
Mm-hmm.
When they
that's
process
high.
Grain.
Yeah.
You know how many fucking beavers and badgers? You know what I mean? It, like, there's everything no, gets nah, fucking
the
murdered.
Argument's
no beaver
done.
Gets get murdered. Everything gets fucking
they
murdered.
They do. Beavers are probably the one thing that's not there. No, but, dude, it's like, no, beavers. It is. It's rabbits, mice.
Ground nesting birds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And people do feel more bad when you say birds and rabbits because they're like birds fucking pets, you know?
Yeah.
But it is.
So it's actually more humane to eat.
I heard they fucking, a bunch of dogs get fucking brought up in those fucking, that Dave's bread with all the grains. I hear they fucking
Dave's bread.
Killer Dave's bread.
Killer Dave's bread. They call it Killer Dave's because the sheep dogs are just running around in the field and they're just
fucking
he's
slaughtering them.
We need a new one. That's why they just got like mad of him.
He goes, fucking dumbass dog ran right in front of the goddamn troll.
It says that the average human will consume 7,000 animals in their lifetime.
I want to know this.
Yeah, but how many of that is in your sleep?
How many flies does a Venus flytrap eat?
One a week.
In its lifetime.
Because
do you think there's ones that don't eat flies ever?
No, because if it activates its trap without a fly in it, dude, it's got a chance of dying because it uses so much energy to do that.
Yeah,
so
but what about the soil that it's eating? No, like it just eats like a plant.
It's not enough.
All right, Google that, though. But you don't have to Google if it's enough. I just want to see how many they eat.
No, if it is, if you have it as a pet and you're not feeding it live shit, then you have to be like,
I don't think you have to.
No, I'm saying you have to be giving it the equivalent. It needs more than
nutrients.
A day or a year?
It needs more.
Or no, a lifespan. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's the same with weed compared to peppers. So like, although they're all like flowering shit, like the amount of energy that it takes to make a bud with all that fucking shit in it and all that pollen is way more nutrients than you need to fucking make a chili pepper.
I would like to get higher end thin cuts of meat because what I like to do is I like to take thin cuts of meat out of my freezer and broil them. And like I'll eat that with eggs
under the salamander.
You look like with those glasses on. You look like you're like a judge on Chopped right now. Nice. Like, I'm
hearing the Jurassic Park theme in my head for some reason.
Like
I don't know why.
You know, like steakums type things. You put that in your pan. And you just cook that up with some eggs.
Those are good.
Or I like frozen Bacons. Burgers. I just throw that under the broiler. That's all I cook.
And couple then cow
I
eggs.
Red meat every day.
Cow eggs.
Yeah, one meal.
You should fry it.
Either a burger or steak. I mean, but not steak like this. But I would like to get like higher end thin cuts,
because so that you could do it like you would a steakums, because they have them. They're just
if you
go to
expensive steak.
No,
no, they
just,
are.
You know,
go to Whole Foods and
they're
shit.
They're on sale at Whole Foods. That's what I got.
Dude,
I got like 12 of those packs.
And they slap. And you're like, good. I'm spending way more money than I did on steakums. But like,
no, they were on sale. They were 50% off. So I bought literally the entire top row of them. I got like 12 in my freezer.
I seen them at Whole Foods and I was like, yo, those are slamming too.
The butcher's cut. That's the brand.
That's what they are.
Yeah, it's a great. It's like a high end cut.
Of like grass fed beef, organic, like free range beef.
But it's a steakum style.
And steakums,
but steakums,
And if
you
want to
come over for eggs in the morning, I'll cook it up for you. You know, what it's real good with peppers, on some good bread with hummus.
Oh my god,
that's the move. That's the sandwich. Especially you get like the good like Greek style like pita bread.
Yes,
and then you slather on. You put that in the oven, get toasty. You slather on the hummus, and then you throw the steakums on top with the peppers,
like roasted peppers,
and then you just you fold it over. You don't roll it. You just fold it over. Eat it like a fucking sandwich.
Yeah, of course.
Oh. Come over sometime,
with the
guys.
Garlic roll. Yo, my father asked me to reach out to
you
guys.
Was a carpenter?
And he said that he would like to make dinner for the
I would love
cast
that.
One night.
Can we broadcast we afterwards?
How come he's not making it every Thursday? For
and
the
can I actually... Wait, can we do it on like a legitimate night off and I can get...
He's got that youth program.
And we'll make a night out of
he
it.
He asked me to... If you could plan for that.
That would be great. I would really enjoy that.
Because we have some fucking...
Upcoming stuff?
Yeah. I finally made that fucking pocket too, so it's not ready yet. But
the kangaroo pocket on your hoodie?
No,
potka.
Dude, I think your dad should make a fucking box, a treat box, and then we'll fucking compare them.
Oh, we should.
Ooh, and do an opening or something.
Yeah, I even think
all those Japanese.
I even think I have a good. Do you want to do it on a Thursday night or just on a weekend?
Doesn't matter.
I think I even have a good night
for
it.
I'll play for it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm down. That sounds fun.
So I got two things to say. The meat, sliced meat, If you invest in a good meat slicer, dude, you can freeze your, half freeze your own meat and slice it as thin as you want, dude. And it's crazy.
I don't want to.
It's a little dark, dude.
I have a meat slicer.
No, it's great. Freeze, I don't want to step on your toes, but when I was fucking working at the cafe and I had, and I was getting the roast beef cuts from the butcher.
With that guy?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That guy.
Yeah. Fucking, and I was getting the roast beef cuts from the butcher down the road.
Under the table, dude?
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
He was cutting it on the table
And then passed it under. But then when we, like, all the shit that was left, that we, like, you know, I'd have huge chunks of fucking meat left, and I'd just thinly slice it. And then, fucking, dude, I'd bring that shit home, throw a little bit in the freezer. I'd bring all the juice home for the dogs and put that shit on their fucking food. Like,
so there's like a sacrifice. Like, obviously, if you go, I mean, I do like my meat a little bit more well done, I'll be honest. And I understand that
I like medium.
Like, yeah. I don't like it too pink, too bloody. That's just,
if anything, you're more of a carnivore because it's it tastes more gamier.
Well, I find it like sometimes it's more like watery when it's not. But sometimes, like, if you go to a place and, like, they do things particularly well, and I also understand that liking things rare is considered more refined.
Like a
buffalo. But also, certain meats are supposed to be cooked different ways.
Right.
A bison, like, a bison needs to be medium rare.
Yeah, it might taste better just to give you, like, a little fucking boost of confidence. Right. It might taste better, but I feel the same way because, like, I don't digest it the same. Like, if it's not cooked all the way, like,
I like it charred, like, on the outside. I like it like a nice...
Yeah, like a Pittsburgh steak.
Yeah. Yes.
But cooked more.
What the hell is
Pittsburgh is one pass medium well.
That's horrible, dude.
No, it's not.
Pittsburgh is considered one pass medium well. That's like Pittsburgh well done. It's like...
Well, the outside of the steak is well done, but the inside is, like, fucking all the way down to, like, almost rare. And
all right, but what if it's cold, though? Do you like it rare if it's cold?
You barely cook it. No,
I'm not saying I like rare. Anyways.
No, but if it's cold, will you eat it? Like a roast beef? Like a roast beef sandwich.
Oh, that's different.
That's a rare.
See, okay. So, but if you get a rare steak and cook it rare and then slice it thin, that's roast beef. You'll eat it if it's cold.
Dude, cold rare steak is actually better. Best, it's almost better than hot. Almost sometimes.
I don't like it.
I don't mean rare, but like medium rare, like cooked steak. But the next morning, it's cold.
Cold steak's pretty good. Pink, dude.
You know what I mean? like steak-um style. Like rare. I like because I kind of like my steak medium well. So like steak-ums is like good because it gets like crispy almost. You know what I mean?
Really
like,
nuke it.
I love that.
I kind of like that.
Or it gets watery if you don't nuke
those burgers.
What do you mean nuke it?
You gotta like really fry it.
Microwave it.
Oh,
you don't even need a lot of oil in there.
No, but you gotta cook the water out. There's a lot of water that's
in there. No, you just throw it in with peppers. You throw it in there. You let it like. You let it char on one side, you put it on the other side, and then while it's charring, you just break it up. Yeah. You break it up real thin. All that water cooks out.
It's expensive now, though, too.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's like those steak burgers
compared to what it used to be.
That could be. So anyways, I like your concept of thinner sliced meat because the problem with cooking at home is it gets all fucking smoky.
Yeah, that is
so
the
you kind of have to cook on then the broiler, and you prefer I prefer thinner cuts. It's just easier to manage than smoking out my apartment trying to make something that's like a thicker cut of meat.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You ever reverse sear a steak?
That's you cook it in the broiler
in the stove
and
first, and then you like heat flash.
So
on the pan.
I do that with
a Pittsburgh is.
So I do that with the broil because, like I said, you get too much of the water on the pan and it's getting too. So I'll put in the broiler and then you take one side. The problem is Costco burgers got a lot of fat in it, but like the fat pool. So I literally go to the sink and turn it over,
and drain it.
I put it back.
For your system. It's so bad to do that.
Yeah. What do you mean?
You're like not supposed to put the oil.
The fat clogs up. You ever seen that like video of the fucking big sink? Fat fucking?
Oh, you mean that it fucks up your sink?
Yeah, like the sink, the pipes,
you
your plumbing
put
system.
Vinegar and
horrible.
Baking soda down there.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
or Drano.
Because fat doesn't like once fat gets stuck, all the next fat will start sticking to it.
I have a question.
That's why you're supposed to put it in like tinfoil and throw it out when it hardens.
Just pour it outside in the grass or something.
Also, this apartment building thing. You know, like when you cook in your oven or your whatever, and like fat or oil spills, and then you don't clean it, and you cook again, and it smells really bad, right? Yeah. It's like a normal thing. I feel like in apartment buildings. You
no,
ever
but
smell
that's
that
everything.
Thing?
That's
because
everywhere.
There's people that won't clean it.
Yeah, you like just burn it. Into
yeah, and then it just stinks like shit. Not like my shit, right?
I grow everything on tinfoil in the same fucking pan,
Alzheimer's.
And I throw out the tinfoil.
Alzheimer's.
Yeah. That gives you Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
What, cooking on top of tinfoil?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Also plastic in the microwave.
What about this right here?
But what's wrong with cooking on top of tinfoil?
The fucking parabens and the shit that's in fucking the same reason why paraben you're not Falcons, supposed to dude. Put
you're saying I'm eating chemicals deodorant? Every single time I cook
you're heating burgers. It up and you're putting it in your food.
He's drinking out of an aluminum can.
I thought
tinfoil's
made
you
for
that.
I shouldn't be tin drinking foil. Out of no, okay. I thought tinfoil's made for the oven.
That's what they say.
Yeah,
it's made for the microwave.
Maybe dude, I should do some research.
Yeah, the best thing is if you have. I mean, it's tougher in an apartment, right. Obviously, but if you have a grill, is like you throw that shit in the grill and then finish it in the oven, and that's a fucking
right.
That's a fucking good look.
I need things that are simple, like that. You know what I mean? I need things I can cook in 5 minutes on a pan.
I like the
simple.
Whole process of
no,
it.
I got no patience.
I'll fucking
like I cook it. I cook it meals in a way egg. That I don't have to do no cleanup. I just throw that tinfoil right out, and I eat it fucking standing up, so I don't have to set a table and throw out fucking dishes. Right,
you're a savage.
Yeah,
I enjoy the pre-made meals at Grade A, like the scalloped potatoes and the chicken cutlets, the cold ones. In the plastic containers that you could just go home and
oh, I buy those. All the time.
Can I tell you the most two best. Most underrated items at Grade A?
Yeah,
but this is dangerous.
But I know them about. They're cronuts.
Those little pickles in the bag.
You get into this, I'm warning cronuts. You.
That little bakery section
dude,
is a problem.
Glazed cronuts are
I'm
freezing.
Warning you. I've done my reconnaissance. You guys can keep yelling out random items, but I've reconnaissanced at Grade A. All right, there's sweet chili. I mean, there's spicy chili, like Chinese chicken in the prepared section.
I don't think they have that on the east side.
No, they got it.
You're talking about this? Oh, this right?
Yo, you know that's the old chicken?
What?
You know that's the old chicken?
Well, they make it so good.
I mean the old chicken.
Then they fry it up and they put the Chinese sauce on it. They make it happen.
Nah, whenever you work in there, the stuff that you put, the stuff that you sell.
They're like boneless?
The stuff that you sell with the seasoning on it is the fucking... The day the chicken.
You mean they take
older.
The rotisserie chicken from the night before and then they cook it? No, this
make
is
it
or whatever.
Salad.
This is boneless, fried, the works. All right, here's the other item.
Okay,
they're Dutch apple pie.
Oh, pies?
Oh my god!
Yeah. Sure, the bakery section.
No, specifically the Dutch apple pie. It's covered in like a crumb top.
Yes.
Oh my god! It's pure chemicals and canola oil in the middle.
Is this ShopRite or Grade A? What's the difference?
It's the same thing.
Stop and Shop.
No, ShopRite.
Stop and Shop's a different brand.
ShopRite is the thing, but Grade A ShopRite is like.
The umbrella.
It's like
ShopRite is the larger, like Grade A carries ShopRite.
Grade A
items.
ShopRite. That's what it is, right?
Yeah, it's Grade a Grade A ShopRite. ShopRite.
And then Stop and Shop's the other place that's got like on the west side. And
but
like,
I think you can have ShopRite and not be a Grade A ShopRite.
Yeah, that's maybe. What it used to be, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't remember. But anyways, they don't have that Chinese chicken on the one over there. I'm in there all the time.
But they
dude.
Got the boneless barbecue, yeah. The barbecue wings. It's just like
oh,
nuggets,
and they got the
barbecue
the sushi
nuggets.
There is underrated too. Oh,
that is underrated. Is it actually is
sushi's
good.
Really underrated.
We gotta get
Big
there.
Y got the best sushi.
Really?
Yeah,
dude. You know,
they're only they're only in New England, so dude. Like all their fish is like it's as fresh as it could fucking possibly be. It's from right here.
The double packed hard boiled eggs.
Oh, from the fucking from North Philly.
Dude, I've been hearing, yo, I heard a bunch of podcasters, I've heard a bunch of comedians being like, yo, you know what's fucking clutch, dude? On the road, hard-boiled eggs, dude. You fucking go and get them at a, I'm like, what,
that's
dude?
Crazy.
I'm like, dude, that's insane. Like, but it's true. I've seen
gas
it.
Gas station
I've
hard-boiled
seen it
eggs, though.
With my own eyes. Dude, it wasn't gas station, but I seen it with my own eyes.
Speaking of gas.
Same ones. The ones that are packed.
It was a grocery store.
You know, at the hotel, like Hotel Continental Breakfasts, they have the same ones that were at the gas station, dude.
They just go to the gas station
yeah,
early in the morning.
Yeah, pick up those double packs
I was on a kick of eating those all the time until that Philly incident.
And we just...
Like, no, like, what is that, matzo balls?
I thought they were matzo balls.
It was half
mozzarella,
you guys,
but we call them matzo balls.
It was half you guys hating on it and that it didn't taste right.
Got it.
And that was just... That was the end of those forever. And dude, I used to buy them from Trader Joe's. I would keep them in the fridge because it was so much easier than cooking eggs.
I could
never get bags of them.
You came out
the concept of buying... hard boiled eggs that are already hard boiled. Didn't
dude,
I was like, what?
We were dying. I used to slice
them up.
I love
throw some hot sauce in and eat them just with like a. Oh my god, it was such.
And the thing is, I love
hard boiled breakfast in the whole world.
It's all, yeah, I love
healthy too.
And also, remember when Renzo used to come through with the bag of hard boiled eggs?
Yeah,
but he used to be like, eggs. Yo, I gotta go home. Why? I gotta fucking. Boil these eggs tonight for tomorrow for the week. I'm like,
okay, cool.
He would just crush a bag of eggs.
Oh, yeah.
When I used to work at that cafe, I used to have to do that, and you fucking get really good at it. You fucking roll them.
Here's the thing about hard-boiled eggs. I like hard-boiled eggs because they're convenient and healthy.
They stink.
They're the least tasty version
they
of eggs.
Stink.
It's not as good as an omelet. It's not as good as
the yolk
scrambled. It's not as good as well.
It's all right. I mean, I'll eat it.
You want a more a little bit soft boiled while it's still yellow. Once it turns green, that's when it starts to smell and not taste as good.
Okay,
but if you soft boil it like on top of ramen, That's the best way. When it's still, the yolk's still coming out and it just drips into the soup. Yeah, that's
good too. You ever just fucking crack an egg into the ramen, like while you're cooking it?
Yeah, and then it fucking cooks in the water.
Because
it's boiling.
So good.
The same way, you're essentially poaching it, but you're breaking it up as you're doing it.
I love doing that shit.
You ever had a dragon skin egg?
No.
No, I haven't.
It's when you deep fry a hard boiled egg.
You've definitely
interesting.
Ooh, so you do it
in the shell?
No, I thought you do the dragon skin across your face.
You bread it and everything.
No. You soft boil it like regularly, like, but you can still crack it like without it popping and shit, and then you just deep fry it without like batter or anything.
No shell though.
No shell.
Yeah.
How does that?
Huh.
That's like it's a Chinese.
No batter.
Thing. No batter.
Huh.
But then when you go to pick it up, how do you get it out of the thing?
With like a fucking ladle.
Oh,
like
so is it delicate thing. or no? It's hard.
The outside is like crispy, like a fried egg, but the inside is like a hard boiled egg. So like
like a pan on like it's in the pan, like but on the outside
they do it in like Asian culture, and they'll like
so it's cooked.
They'll like toss it in like sauce. Not just them though.
That's a mistranslation.
I know a guy down the street that eats dogs.
I've been seeing...
Dude, I was in Norwalk and fucking Pickle Pat was like, yo, dude, they're eating dogs in this park over here. What? Bro, it's fucked up.
What?
They're taking people's dogs.
Oh.
Yeah, but those are homeless people cooking up dogs, eating them.
Dude, that's different. God forbid really Sid walks through a park and sees a homeless guy.
You're
going to
say God did?
Eating a dog?
He sees a guy barbecuing a dog.
That's like hearing about
Why?
Eating
I'm
going to
ask him what he fucking sees.
You're
going to
ask him for a fucking piece of
First of all, if that's what you're surviving on.
Whatever.
It's an animal.
Unless you're stealing it from someone
else.
That's
what if you're cooking Pomeranians, then it's fucked up.
Yeah, someone's just stealing your friend and cooking over you.
If you see a guy with like a dog that's not like a live dog about to cook it.
Well,
it
didn't have a collar.
Yeah, no, a live dog, and he's about to cook it.
But how do you know he's going to? Oh, because you just know.
Because you see him. He's got the wok. He's the grill's going.
He's got fucking green meat. He's got onions and everything.
It's like asparagus.
Yeah, it's like a Looney Tunes cartoon when they try to stew the rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting hot.
He's chopping
little rabbits. Little baby likes rabbits.
A little hot tub.
Can't say that anymore.
I'm out here hunting rabbits.
Now they changed the whole. Yeah,
you can't say that anymore.
Wait, what can you say?
It's tropes.
It's
Disney.
That's a pelican singing.
Mama's in the kitchen eating
porridge. No, mama's in the
kitchen eating.
No. Oh, that's a different song. I'm in the kitchen with Dinah. No.
I don't think it's in that either, dude.
Why not? I'm in the kitchen with Dinah.
They're like
strumming on the old banjo.
They're slave songs.
Strumming.
The banjo's a slave instrument. You can't say
that. No, that's not true.
Stop telling me what I can and can't say.
I'm telling you.
And fucking Mama's Baby does like rabbit stew. I like rabbit stew.
I think it's racist, dude.
Rabbit's not bad.
Rabbit's all right. It tastes a lot like chicken sausage.
Yes.
I love
rabbit. Very similar to chicken sausage.
It's a little. It's a little chewy, but not.
Yeah, well, okay, so you know what it's like? If you take chicken sausage and you, like, break it up like you would ground beef, that's what rabbit is.
That sounds delicious.
So if you make, like, same way anything you'd cook with chicken sausage, if you put rabbit in, that shit's fire. Like like an Alfredo. Or
it's like a mammal version.
I know you wouldn't eat that, but, like a primavera with olive oil and some fresh garden vegetables and some shit like that.
Sprinkled that basil on top.
Oh, my God, yo.
Dude,
a fucking piece of rosemary just sitting on top.
I want to eat a rabbit and bear stew. That's what I want.
Wait, how many did they eat?
The
Venus flytrap.
This chick I know.
Oh, yeah. That was my other thing I was going to say.
This chick I know tried camel yesterday, and she said that it was
camel.
A lot.
Camel hump?
Dude, that's good.
It's the hump, dude.
She said it tastes like oxtail.
Ugh.
It tastes like that.
Okay.
Okay, so two more things.
Camels fucking eat sand. And
Venus flytraps can only eat and open their trap 6 to 10 times in their lifetime before they're permanently closed.
Whoa. So they pick and choose?
Wow. Yeah. So if they just, if you just,
that's
your
why you're saying
it,
don't fuck
dude,
with them. Don't
I have
them.
A couple of them a couple times in my life.
You
I
ruined
stuck
their
my,
whole life?
No, I just did it once, dude.
Well, that's
I didn't know
like
that.
A cat with 9 lives. He's got
I didn't
six.
Know that.
He's got 6.
You guys don't lose your finger. Yo,
no, it's not that. It's that maybe I took its last
you did.
Fucking
one of its
thing.
Oh, that was his last.
His
last clamp.
Closed,
and
yeah.
He thought you were the biggest fly. He was like, "Yo,
yeah.
I."
Oh, yeah. He was like, and he started licking my fingertip, and I was
going so slow, and you're like, "Look at this slow."
Wait, you actually feel it lick?
No,
no tongue. Doesn't have a tongue. But yo, that's why I like. That's why I fuck with figs because they're carnivorous fruit.
Yo, I fuck with figs. Why?
I was feeling creative.
Black bean burritos.
Fucking because they eat bees and shit. That's why they're so healthy for you because they're fucking actually like
pollinated.
Yeah, figs.
Eat bees.
Yeah.
Figs?
That's why they're
get a video
super,
of that.
That's why they're super fruit or superfoods for you.
Because super fruitful.
They're literally eating the nutrients of a live wasp or bee.
Yeah, dude, that'd be sick. That's fucking cool. Yeah, figs are good. If you see a fig tree, you know an old Italian
family. Yeah, because they bring it inside. They bring it inside for the winter and they sing to it.
Yeah.
I thought a fig was just a dried
moon
plum.
Hits.
No, that's a prune,
dude.
It's a date.
Good point.
Also figs are not different. Fruits. They're inverted flowers.
Nice. That's sort of like a Venus flytrap.
So what's the date?
A date is different. It's similar to a fig, but it's Middle Eastern.
Where do you get figs from?
Dates are amazing. Figs are like Mediterranean.
But they're
like
dried, right?
No, you could dry dates. But dates are like a giant raisin.
He's asking about figs. Dates are not like a giant raisin. Dates are like a giant, dude, they're like super sweet, like crazy, crazy sweet.
They're mostly dry. Is a fig Newton dry?
No, that's a date.
Oh, a date?
Like a Metajoule date?
Dates are like little prunes.
Like a Metajoule, like Indian date, like those big ass ones. They're like candy.
They're good. But they're usually not dried.
I mean, a lot of times you would get them dried at the store or something.
Like apricots. They're always dried.
But I used to get dates with the pits in them not dried, and you just fucking, it's like eating a... like
tamarind?
Yeah, sir. It says you do like pop the pit out. When a wasp
is pollinating, you think it feels like it's fucking?
I don't think it does it by accident.
They can, yeah, they will. Dude, they do, but not, they're not like...
When we were kids, there used to be so many more bees.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Like, I remember we used to do this Jew holiday where you eat outdoors, and you needed bee trappers because there were so many bees. That was always a thing.
Really?
Yeah. When was the last time you saw a bee?
No, they're out here. There's a disease. They're like fucking... what's the word for it?
The bee disease?
What's the word? Like a fucking pandemic type shit on bees. That's what it is. They're fucking dying across the country. They don't know what it's from. Yeah,
you're right. Epidemic.
It's because they're saying that when they leave, they don't know what
the
it's
eradication.
From. It's something like that.
It's that.
No, epidemic.
It's eradication.
It is an epidemic.
It's fucking eradication, you tree hugger.
Dude, whatever. I want to talk about the shit in Ohio.
Are there really dead wasps in your figs?
I got a theory.
Doesn't assist.
I think it might be the Russians.
Okay.
With the bees?
No, here's what I think.
You like bees?
Ohio. Like first tell us what's happening in Ohio. John Lennon.
I used to get it in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's Cameron.
Oh. You know I had a song to that, right?
I had to get
fucking shelved.
Oh. Yeah, because a couple of N-bombs were dropped.
It seems real gnarly. And this is why it's a good thing that we got Twitter, because there's been very little mainstream media coverage of it. But
very little.
You're looking at pictures that look like a fucking atom bomb, black smoke.
I know what you're talking
about.
And so
basically a train derailed, and they said that they needed to do a controlled burn of the chemicals. And the chemicals were the stuff that they used to make like vinyl siding or whatever.
Yeah.
Shit's crazy.
Hazardous.
Yeah.
And so they burned it, and a lot of it has essentially gone up in the atmosphere. And while the EPA... is going, hey, it's fine. You got people posting footage of like, look, my chickens are dead. Mm-hmm. They're posting pictures of streams, and they're going, look, our streams are like...
Dude, they were grunging the bottom of the streams.
Yeah,
shit,
frogs
was coming
are
out,
dead.
Was like fucking,
so you know what the government was saying about it? So there's a version of plastic, and then what was on that train is the pre-version that's before it turns into it. The plastic version is like pretty much harmless.
Yeah.
But what was on the train is
super
harmful.
Yeah.
So like, but they're like saying, oh, it's this thing. And people are going, oh, it's just this.
No, but it's the before that.
But it's
that.
The before that, which is like, and then if you burn it, they say it releases shit into the air that turns moisture into fucking acid, whatever.
Acid rain. Acid mist.
So it is unclear.
Which is insane, right?
How impactful this is going to be, because, you know, we hear about the environment all the time, and then all of a sudden you get a disaster like this and nobody's covering it. And it's creepy because it's a small town. These people can't afford to go live in other places, and it's kind of feels like the Flint thing where they're just saying it's fine.
Who knows how, like, maybe months... In months, it starts raining, fucking, it's burning paint on the cars.
Or just in 10 years from now, all these people start getting cancer, and then they're like,
Did you see White Noise on Netflix with Don Cheats? Dude, fucking with our boy Don Cheats.
What's he, Iron...
Yeah, he's War Machine.
War Machine.
Yeah. But it came out fucking almost half a year ago on Netflix, right? And it's literally, and I don't know the name of the town that it takes place in the movie, but it's like a small town in the Midwest. I think it might even be in Ohio. And the same thing happens. It's literally, they fucking a truck crashes into a train and all these hazardous chemicals fucking spread and ignite, right? And there's this huge billowing cloud and no one's talking about it at all, like on the news or anything like that. And then as this is happening, there's all these people calling in UFO sightings, which is crazy because that's exactly what's happening now. There's been more UFO sightings now than like ever, whether that's real or not. But in this movie that came out 6 months ago, Midwest, train crashes, chemical spill, huge billowing clouds. Looks exactly like the videos that you see now that people are posting, where it looks like there's like a black spaceship from like Independence Day traveling over their neighborhood. And you're like, yo, that's not fucking, that doesn't look right.
It's a sunny day.
Dude, they were doing, that shit is in that movie. And then they're like, yo, there's UFOs. They're like, oh, what is that? Like, what does that have to do with the chemicals? And we're like, we have no idea, but it's happening all over the country. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Is it the Russians? Is it the Chinese? Is it this? And then they're like, yo, fucking 9 days later, they just told us to go home. And then, like, the whole movie is about how, like, white noise, the government, like, feeds you all this stuff, like, products and white noise so that you forget about the things that are going on. Which is, like, also, as this is happening, like, the Epstein information is about to drop, like, fucking... There's all this crazy shit happening in the world at this moment. So it's like wild that this distraction, quote unquote, is like happening. But dude, it was just like watching the shit as they're like, yo, there's a cloud from Ohio drifting towards like New York right now. And then fucking Grizz.
It could be toxic.
Dude, the Grizz sends me a picture of the fucking sunset last night over the fucking water over here on the beach. And I've never seen this shit before. At the bottom of the sunset, there's a gray line above the horizon. Not like the little, like the dark line that's like just above the horizon as the sun's setting. Like,
you never seen Lion King, dude? Yeah.
No, like above that, like in like a strip of like the color spectrum, there's this gray line. And like you could see it, it doesn't look right.
Yeah.
And you're like, and they're like, yeah, I mean, it's approaching New York from Ohio. It's not that fucking far away.
No, it's really not.
And the wind's blowing that way. And then it happened in Houston and South Carolina as well.
The gray horizon line?
No, the fucking hazard. The trains went derailed.
Yeah. So here's why I think, I can't say this for Russia? Fact. I'm just
along with the chickens.
I'm just throwing out a theory.
Mm-hmm.
So
slippery when wet.
No, you got to understand, war is a game of how much pain can you inflict on the other side. And we play with weird rules. So at the moment, we're playing with weird rules against Russia where it's like we're not actually fighting them. And as long as we're not at war with them, we're not at war with them. It's like we can send in our arms. We can send our soldiers to train them.
It's a continuing Cold War. It's the same. We're not fighting, but we are.
This is worse because it's an actual hot war. Cold War, we're just yelling about the other ones. Yeah. This one, we actually got a real war going on. And then... It would seem like we took out that fucking pipeline thing, but we're claiming that it wasn't us, which is a weird game. So because we're claiming it wasn't us, like we're not at war with the Russians. So I was like confused from the outset of this because we've had more than one really big hack in this country that they thought was Russia prior to this. So the second we started playing these games with the Ukraine, I was like, oh, Russia's probably going to fuck up our infrastructure.
Yeah, yeah.
Now... Look at it.
Someone did with the electricity. There was a huge hack on the electrical grid.
Now, the other part that's interesting is think about how mad the American people would be if we found out that we spend trillions of dollars in defense and someone can destroy our country without invading us, without launching a single missile, without doing anything. They just were so inept that you can easily hack our infrastructure, turn off our electricity, contaminate our water. Like, I mean, it is possible.
Kill our livestock. Like, it's happening.
You can literally just destroy our country without ever launching a single missile, without launching a single soldier. And it could be that, like, you don't even need to be that... hacking is almost the great equalizer, where to some extent, some fucking kid in their basement can pull it off. Yeah. All right.
Some fucking autistic kid in his basement could fucking
hack. I heard those balloons contain soy, and they were sprinkling soy over the building.
Just finish this thought here. So I think there's a possibility...
He's thinking.
Russia's firing back right now, and they're being like, yo, what's up? Because Russia does not want to be in this war. They don't want to be in this war. They basically made it pretty clear to us, in my opinion, from the outset, they're like, listen, it's a line in the sand. NATO cannot go into Ukraine. And then Biden kept saying, well, we refuse to say that Ukraine won't join NATO, which was stupid.
Yeah.
Try Putin into this war. Putin's basically, it's a slow siege. He's not just bombing indiscriminately. He doesn't want to be at war there. And we made the mistake of not allowing him to back out of the war and negotiate by calling him a war criminal.
So now we locked him in.
We locked him in, and we've continuously escalated the thing by giving Ukraine more money and more arms that they could pretend like they can win this thing and stay in the fight, which is just to the detriment of that country.
Yeah, of course, of course.
They would have negotiated their way long out of this a long time ago. We've made this worse. A lot of Ukrainians have died. And so now I think Russia's biting back and being like, hey, listen, we're going to start fucking up your infrastructure. Like, this is like round one of just, you know, softly, because they need to be able to play the same card of, oh, we didn't attack your pipeline. We had nothing to do with that train. We had, like, there's enough plausible deniability, but for the people in government to be like, oh, shit. Because if they fuck up infrastructure enough remotely, firstly, at what point do we just end up in a war? Or also, do we showcase that the government's not actually capable of protecting us
the way that they claim it?
Which is their main, which is their primary claim.
America's number one claim is right. Our military complex.
Aren't they saying that the trains are derailed by the just like lone people like vandalizing quarters? It?
Well, yeah. I saw this video on Twitter. The problem with Twitter is that everything's out of context. I saw one video on Twitter of like just a like a. If you ever been in your car and you got like a shit chunk of road, you're like, fuck, I have to drive on this road. And so you do it slowly and you're like, you know that you're just destroying your axles, but you're like, I have to drive on this road. I saw one of these freight trains on what looked exactly like that, where it's like all just crooked and like broken. And you could just tell that the conductor, when he gets there, slows down and is like, ah, shit, hopefully we just make it through this section. But then the idea that these rail lines are making billions of dollars and can't just get working railroads.
Yeah, but the workers were going on strike for those conditions that you're talking about.
Oh, they were saying that I just thought it was overpay.
It was overpay, and they were saying that it was unsafe. Also,
yeah, but they, well, that's interesting.
Also, the amount that they were hauling on the trains is like they're saying like all you need is like one of those
love
cars. All you need is love. But, they're like one car would be enough to fuck shit up.
Yeah.
And then there's like five cars like full, like more than like.
It's like more than five.
More than. It's like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's like that. It's like so much train, that it's like.
And then.
If this goes wrong, it fucks up a lot of shit. Not just a little bit.
It's just worth pointing out that
at least
Biden shut down the Keystone Pipeline on the basis that pipelines could be dangerous to the environment for all of that oil to just be transported by rail instead.
Which is clearly safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
They say that when the vinyl chloride...
Who says that?
Scientists.
Okay.
Vinyl chloride, when it reacts with water, turns into fucking hydrochloric acid.
Yeah.
So they burned all of it. So when it goes into the cloud,
it's going to be all
start raining hydrochloric acid.
Which is how the people got acid. Sick in super that fucking movie.
Is that the shit from Fight Club that they were putting on the hand to do the burn thing?
Yes, that's the fucking stuff that...
That's the shit they use to make plastic. Like, they need that to make the plastic. It's like the worst fucking part. Like, it's like it's of
good.
It.
It's good.
Yeah, it's super good, dude.
We used to, like...
We'll fucking lick it right
there
off
there was this camp in right North... there's a rundown camp, like summer camp in North Stanford. We found a bucket of it. And there was, like... Just
do drops of it.
There was used to be, like, just canisters of hydrochloric acid. And there was this fucking hot tub, like, next to a pool. But it was, like... Probably hasn't been like used in like 20 years, but it was like filled with like old dirty water, and there was a rat, like a dead raccoon in it, and we just dumped all the bottles in it.
And it fucking disintegrated.
No, it doesn't happen immediately. So we came back like a couple days later, and like everything was
gone. Oh, it was black.
Yeah, everything was black.
To me,
so that makes me feel better though. If there's just cans laying around,
I think muriatic acid is better at breaking that shit down than hydrochloric acid.
Don't say that.
To me, this is the worst part of government, where they say like the EPA is supposed to be the Environmental Protection Agency. And if they're telling you that things are safe when they're not, to protect corporate interest, like these are the moments
that's the name
where
of the game. That's the entire plastic industry. The all of Texas is built on
big
polymer
plastic
industry. That's all
right.
It's like our
big polymer, Uncle Polymer.
If we're all contributing,
big poly.
These are the moments where if this is a real thing that exploded and it's toxic to all the residents of that town, that's where the tax dollars should be going, is to immediately relocate all the residents and be like, all right, we got a disaster on our hands. Let's hop on it.
I think they have.
It shouldn't be lying to all of us to say, hey, it's fine, so that people get cancer in 20 years and like whoever's currently the CEO is dead or in retirement and nobody's angry about it.
Are they evacuating people, or are they making them stay?
No, they evacuated a couple people.
Are they quarantining them?
Initially, they evacuated everybody, and then they burnt everything. And then they were like, all right, you're good. You come back.
Oh yeah,
because like realistically,
there's people that live a block away who are just in their homes right now.
Yeah, but realistically though, like that, like the acid rain that we're talking about might not even necessarily occur over where that happened because of like the way that the wind, like that might happen here.
You're gonna have random Eskimos just, why the fuck am I burning? It burns.
Dude, imagine that snow. Global warming, they accelerated it.
Yeah.
Possibly. Oh, here we go.
Shit, I like your thoughts, dude.
The libs
like
are thoughts. Going crazy right now, dude.
Mikey Gore.
I think this train derailment's probably like the fourth worst thing that happened that day in East Palestine, Ohio, dude.
Maybe.
Somebody once told me the world was gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Welcome to the Shedcast here with your boy Mike Nice, as usual, in the shed. We have the full gang with us, minus Jeffrey Doomer. Shout out the Doom himself.
Doomskies.
To my left, you know him, you love him. King of the Cox, Robbie the Fire Bernstein. And you know that voice, a little timid today because he's focused.
I didn't say anything.
He's scared.
He's scared.
I didn't say anything.
You know him, you love him. Not the 7, not the 9. Shed Tech 8 in the building.
Yeah.
Nice.
Tiggy Swan. And the man, the myth, the legend.
What a jerk, dude.
He would have been livid if that camera came down.
That was hilarious.
That's
that
not a, this ain't a better. Spittoon, dude.
Yo, and for everyone who didn't see that went in.
It went in?
Yeah, he sunk it.
Nice.
He, like, no-looked it out the side of his glasses. And
swish. Young Lou Al Cinder.
Yeah, lucky. Mm. And that beautiful voice is your boy Sid Floyd.
Sid, show me your penis, show me. I'm your biggest fan. Oh, dude, I wish.
On stage? Some.
What? Like what, fucking Ari the Rugged Man?
Somebody wants to ask me to...
Show them
my
wiener.
Nice. All right. Nice. Good, dude.
What I told them they could meet me in the...
You had that one shed. Thing. Fuck, I did have something I wanted to talk about, and I can't remember.
What thing? Likely story.
Yeah, we all writing it down in the notes story. And then forgetting to transfer.
We all have stuff we can talk about.
But what?
My notes.
But who came with shit?
I did.
Your boy, Skinny Pete. All right,
I got this thing.
Just rolled up to the club.
Sid Floyd doesn't have nothing. Let me take this over. All right, you guys are diner people, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys frequent diners. I know Robbie Bernstein loves diners.
I'm not coming out as anti-diners. That's not what I'm about.
You're pro-diner, if I would say anything, right?
Yeah.
Yes. You guys are pro-diner?
Definitely.
Have you noticed a shift in the diner culture lately?
Since
COVID. As far as, like, everyone's a goddamn hippie in there, and they're all gay and Benedict and stuff.
And they close early now.
And they're expensive. Back in the day, when diners were good, and you can, like, go in there, and, like, some old Italian guy's, like, dying, Greek. Smoking a cigarette, Greek, doesn't matter, Eastern European.
The important Southern part is that European he's dying.
He's dying.
The important that's part is the important his health detail. Is declining.
I don't care what kind of fucking European he is, as long as he's dying of lung cancer.
Yeah, obviously.
And you could go in there and have a good time, and everyone was hawking, old people just hawking up loogies and doing old sounds. Yep. And it's now like it's bogeys. Like the pancakes are $20, and everyone's in there.
It is crazy. You used to be able to get, for $20, you used to be able to eat like a goddamn fucking lumberjack.
You can get
I've always found, with the exception of like the late night breakfast special, if they have it, diners are fun, but overpriced. And that they've always kind of been that way.
Yeah.
But now it's worse than ever because it's like the cups of coffee have like premium coffee. Like diner coffee still is shit diner coffee. But now they're charging like the cost of like a Starbucks.
Starbucks coffee.
And you got to tip. And you always want to tip well at a diner. So now you're tipping above on everything. But like for the most part, everything at a diner is not. Like, first, if you're eating real meals at a diner, you might as well be going to, like, a nice steakhouse. Not quite,
well,
but it's
no,
like...
You might as well.
I'm just saying, kind of like...
You gonna, like, you're going to spend good money on a steak at a fucking diner?
Yeah. Do you not diner
chicken
people,
fried steak.
No, I am, but, yeah.
Chicken fried steak's steak. Good, yeah,
absolutely.
Dude.
That's good.
But, yeah, it, like, pancakes are, like, $9. Like, that's crazy. The only thing that's good at a diner is when you can get your two pancakes, your hash browns, your eggs with whatever sausage... For $10,
yeah,
that's like diner prime
a grand
time.
Slam.
Everything else is like, it's fun going to a diner, but like diners are about the ambiance and like they're fine. The food is never the best, and the price is not. You're almost paying for like the American flavor of being able to sit at a diner.
Yeah, that's what you want. Yeah. And I think that culture's dying.
Completely. They're closing down.
No, I think it's going
There's
the other
less
way.
Of them that are open 24.
No, this is what's even worse. American diners dying, and the
like
new
Elm Street diner is no longer
is
that.
Not.
Well,
what
here's what's even worse.
Name drop.
Here's what's even worse about the diner. I'm gonna double down on this because I just had this in Jersey. I saw what looked like an authentic diner. It was like the Galaxy diner. I was like,
metal on the outside.
I was
shiny
like, this
chrome.
Is what I'm looking for. And then the second I walked in, it was the same feeling I got when they took bowling alleys, which had a perfect aesthetic to them, and they made them fucking fancy and jacked up all the prices. The outside of this diner was exactly that fucking cart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly what you I was looking for.
Atlantic
and
fucking coast.
The inside metallic. Was like California, nice wooden tables. Now, they also had a full fancy coffee bar in there.
Whack.
Everything was good. I had a great cold brew coffee.
Okay,
and then fucking avocado toast with a burger on it, which... Is also
you
the
got a
food
on the toast,
which is also the food that I like to eat, but overpriced and not what you're supposed to have at a diner.
What you got? Open faced avocado toast with a burger on the top.
I straight up, they had avocado toast on the menu, and it's like, can I add a burger to that?
Like,
get the fuck out of here.
That's actually like fucking smart. Cut that shit
because the avocado toast even came with like an egg on there.
Because
it's a California burger.
Because if you got a burger and added avocado, the extra avocado would be $4 or $5. But if you get an avocado toast. Yeah, and that burger is going to be like $4.
You get it.
That's not bad,
which is
dude.
The same
guys.
As you just said.
Yeah. I did pick up on that. But conceptually.
$4 or $5. Yeah. That's going to be $4.
I should have said $4. But anyways.
But I agree with you. The diners are going the wrong way where they're actually, a lot of them are becoming more expensive and going like the way Elm Street Diner went, where they're like becoming like Instagram-y and fancier and more expensive.
Yeah, the food, it's like the food is just as good, if not better.
Just be a diner.
But it's but it's more of like the experience. Now you're going to Elm Street Diner and you're like, all right, I was here.
I was at Elm Street.
But they made everything a little more like more, and when you learn their plates look better now, like when you order something, you're like, oh, like
dude,
it's part of the thing.
That was one of the only time I got judged was at that diner. I went there alone, sad person, got myself chocolate chip can pancakes and like an Oreo milkshake. And the lady's like, what? Like, she didn't want to serve it to me. She wanted to be like,
she goes, go home.
She wanted to be like, no, I'm not bringing you all
through
that.
There's to speak on like your old diner kind of culture. There was like, I'll never forget that we had this waitress at our other diner, like the diner that I always used to go to is like late night shit.
Well, in the 50s?
Fucking, yeah.
It was a pretty, pretty colored girl or something.
No. She's a morbidly obese
white
woman.
Think those people are pretty.
That's not true at all. Not true at all.
Sorry, I had to double down. I wasn't going to be out racist. You can talk about all that, by the way.
If you're talking about morbidly obese white women, then yes.
Or the old, like the 60-year-old
dude,
women that just smoke cigarettes.
That's what it was. And everyone used to get a kick out of it.
Made them extra sloppy for you. Basically,
you know, that's what they are. If anyone ordered a milkshake, she would go.
She go brings my boys to the yard.
She go like this. She go.
She bring the fucking cowbell.
Same milkshake, and she go. Like while she's taking your order, and it was like, yo, this is crazy. That, but she was like grandfathered in. No one was firing her. You know what I mean? Yeah. She'd been there
that's
for years.
So many places
but,
in
dude,
America.
That's what it used to be. Is be like, yo, we'd be at a table of six people, and everyone would be like, yo, let me get a milkshake, and she go.
That's what I want, though, dude. That's dying, dude.
And then she'd bring it to you and be like, there's your. Fucking milkshake.
Like she
like,
just
you,
she just
and
came back
nice
from
tip.
Her
she hates milkshakes.
She comes back from her smoke break.
She has to do work.
She comes back from her smoke break. She's talking to you and smoke starts coming out of her mouth still. Like after like 5 minutes.
But I like that. It's coming off the inside. Top of my milkshake like dried ice and it's
yeah,
a little
she,
marble
she
red.
Breathes it on the top. She's like
and she's like, it wants some hold on. That's so, it's good. It's good diner culture.
Like, that's like my dentist.
From
my dentist is a lady
don't,
girl.
Don't get me started,
I'm
dude.
I'm telling you, she's the best
with
dentist I've ever had.
Pesto breath?
Pesto breath.
Oh, yeah. And she's like, I'm like, you're taking care of your teeth? I'm like, yes.
From a specific value perspective, your takeout sandwich shops are the best in the game.
Yeah. Subway?
Not no, Subway.
That's a chain.
But like Ron's Deli, or even though I don't go there anymore, that Village, the Village Table Place.
Village
Hit
in the Table,
they,
yeah,
say,
yeah.
They sell,
gave you garbage
what's Village
yeah, they
table?
Sell me...
Oh,
yeah,
in Springdale?
Like, yeah, those yeah, places are the best value.
Definitely. Not even a question. Especially if you find one that's not overpriced because it's like bougie or it's like
right.
That spot.
You mean like a deli?
Like a great sandwich.
Like Rinaldi's or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
A deli next to the bottle shop.
But the best bang for your buck is going to one of those.
Oh, with that French chef.
Yes. Yeah. Now, the best bang for your buck is going to one of those spots and getting the like the hot tray food. That's the best bang for your buck. Yo, you go to a deli and you, for $9, you get two or three meals worth in a fucking big ass.
Right.
That's what tray. Amelia's like, was, dude.
Like the wedge in is perfect. The wedge in's a perfect good example. Mustache. And I got another hot take for you. Any sandwich spot like that, and the wedge in is a perfect example of that. When they have the cookies and they're like pre-wrapped, those cookies beat bakery cookies every day of the week.
That's because they those made them at their house the night cookies. Before.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Wedge Inn because that's got the good diner culture.
They got a good buffalo chicken sandwich spot.
I know, but it's so small.
It feels old school.
And it's got the old school feel to it. And it's only one row of those, the booth table. The bar table or whatever the fuck you call it.
I like the Wedge Inn. You had recommended like that to me. And the Wedge Inn's fantastic.
It's always been good.
I recommend one spot in Greenwich.
Which one?
Cordillo's. Cardillo's. It's Cardillo's with an A. Cardillo's.
Amarillo's.
Dude, you get the Mojo Rising, dude.
Rising. Or the Grand Slam.
Did you sing that each time?
Or the Triple Double.
Mojo Rising.
You get the Triple Double there.
But the Mojo Rising is a breakfast sandwich.
You cannot petition the Lord with prayer!
Greenwich has some of the best delis.
And then they have that shit with the chili and the steak or something. I forgot. It's like some Italian dude's name. Vinny's or something.
But the best spot in it's technically in Riverside, not Greenwich. But
that is Greenwich. Joey B's.
That's where I'm waiting.
Joey B's sucks, dude. All
right. That's good. I love that spot.
I got into that spot.
I'll just stop. That's not a
good for 1 week, and then I was over it. The one. What?
What? I'm sorry. This is.
The place in Darien. I got into it for 1 week, and then I was just over it. What are you guys all Joey laughing B's? About?
Nah, I told him his favorite deli sucked.
It's not like this is a good spot.
Nah, it doesn't. Joey B's
Chicken
is fine.
Joe's.
Wrong with don't listen to me, dude. Awesome. Chicken Joe's is right down the road in Greenwich.
Yeah.
That's the original Garden Catering or something like
that? Yeah,
that's
what they say. They had the first high school. And they serve pizza there.
Uncle Joey's or Uncle something?
Uncle BJ's.
No, you're thinking of
Slippery Sandwiches.
Slippery Slope going down there.
In fucking Darien.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's all right, but they're overpriced. They told me to fucking.
With the mask.
They told me to put a mask on one time, and I was like, yo, there was fucking three 70-year-old dudes smoking bogeys in the doorway. I had to fucking do the Bernstein and fucking airbend all the smoke out of the way as I was fucking going in there, and she goes, put your fucking mask on. And I was like, I should be wearing outside your fucking door because that's where the smog is. And then the only thing that I like in there is the fact it's a double-edged sword. They do one sandwich at a time, which is awesome because when you order sign, your shit's
you get their attention.
Good. But when you're waiting in line, they take one order and they don't take another order till that sandwich is done being made and it's at the register.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're like, bro, I sit here for a fucking 30 minutes to order a fucking sandwich. But then you get it and you got their whole attention. They're like, what do you want? Like, everyone's like, oh, cool. It's like, dude, there's a line behind me.
They have blondies.
Yeah. I love blondies.
Those blonde brownies.
Cookie brownies.
Those are good, dude. Those are good.
I love them.
Bookies.
Bookies.
The best deli in Greenwich is Rinaldi's.
I've never been. Can you pull up a picture of Rinaldi's
in Greenwich? It's like on the corner.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But what about Rinaldi's in Stanford?
No, it's good too, but I don't
know.
The one in Greenwich.
The one in Greenwich where they got the fucking. There's nowhere to park.
It's a fucking four way intersection. Yeah, and there's like a bunch of driveways.
Dude, that place
you have to like.
Slamming. And the girl behind the counter is pretty hot, right?
I don't know. I've never been that
way. They're all high school, Greenwich high school girls.
No,
she's
not. No, shut the fuck up. She's not a high school girl.
Right there.
Yeah. Dude, that place is impossible to park at.
No, I don't think so. I don't even know. But this place is the best place ever.
It's slamming. I wouldn't say
better than Cardillo's.
Not best.
Yeah? Yeah. Their hot food in there is fucking
crazy. Is it particularly expensive?
It's all right.
I mean.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Yeah, because it's Greenwich.
I mean. Everything's expensive. Yeah. And the other place, if you want a lot of food, is, what is it, Fireside?
The deli in Portchester?
Yeah, the deli in Portchester where they give you Fireside a sandwich deli. That's like this big and like it's crazy.
Yo, it's rye.
You ever been there?
Fucking,
we got to bring you there.
It's right off exit 2 when you go to the gas station to get beer at night.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking good. And Rinaldi's is probably the best place I used to eat there all every day.
Pignon's. Back in the woods in fucking Redding. That place is incredible and it's cheap as fuck. Never. Right across from Joe Barlow High School. There's a place called Pinos Market.
I know Joe.
Those
Bar,
are the best. The best muffin I ever had was at a random spot in New Haven, and it was
best
also
muffin?
Best muffin. It was like a sandwich spot, and it was one of those like muffin where the whole top gets like squared.
Yeah.
Because they just kind of like spread the batter on the whole thing. Yeah. And dude, that was one of those like months I was eating healthy until I saw that blueberry muffin on the counter.
Last Drop Coffee Shop got a fucking slamming corn muffin that they do that style,
corn muffins are underrated.
Oh, they're so underrated.
I think like the youth nowadays are like kind of drifting away from corn muffins because they're kind of bland. But if you put butter on it, it's like the best.
Like corn bread or corn muffin.
I want to say something on account of the corn muffin. Here's what makes the corn muffin so good. There's not a lot going on.
That's what's good about it.
So there's a huge disparity between a good and bad corn muffin. And when someone nails the corn muffin where it's got like a little bit of like an earthy tone to it.
So good.
And it's, you know what moist. I mean? Because like a chocolate cake, it's like you got chocolate chips in there, you got a chocolate frosting. It's like, so if like your actual, if like your cake part's not good, you got so much else going on to make up for it.
It's like pizza.
I'm saying if you're working on a corn muffin and you're not toasting it and putting on strawberry jelly, which is the best way to eat a corn muffin.
I've never did that.
But I'm just saying if you're not doing that,
but jelly is fucking,
you can do butter and jelly.
Yeah.
It comes toasted and then you open it up and then you rub some jelly on it. You have it with like a hot cup of coffee.
But then you gotta close it back up for a minute.
But that's crazy.
Let everything melt up.
Yeah, you close it back up and it seeps into the side, so it's not just on the top. You put it back in the wrap and you close it for a fucking minute.
I mean, I love a corn muffin.
I specialize in one muffin that I make. You want to know what that muffin is?
Muffin tops. When you put your pants on.
There was a spot in the East. Idiot. There was a spot in the East, in the East Village. If you could Google it, please, good sir. It was called like B&H.
B&E's?
Just do B&H like health foods.
What is this, 2012? Is
but I used to go there when I was doing open mic back in the day. There was a stretch where I went there. I went there every single day.
B&H Dairy. Doesn't sound like I'd ever see Bernstein in there.
Well, they don't even have a website. It's a bodega.
Well, I don't think it still exists. I don't know, because there was actually a gas fire at that building.
Oh, and then it put salt.
You farted outside, and they were like, there's a gas leak?
No, this place was...
book your table out.
This place was authentically New York. It was actually in the SNL introduction for a stretch when they show random places. And it was like as thin as, like, the bathroom was there, the entrance was here, rail, like, you know what I mean? It was like sitting at a dive bar, but diner food.
It's like,
and
fucking,
there you go. I used to eat corn muffins there, toasted on that griddle top with a black cup of coffee.
Look, there's you.
Nearly every day.
That's Christian Brooklyn there.
Have you ever been to,
that place was so good.
Have you ever been to Ted's Burgers in like Meriden? They're the first steam burger in America.
No.
Oh, I do have that place.
They do them over a subway line?
It's that shit right there. It's the same exact way.
They do the vertical
thing? Yeah, where they're all stacked up, and then they come out, and they're all steamed.
And they put it, and they're like, does this place still exist? You if you put ketchup on?
It says it's closing soon. It says it's closing in a little bit.
Their
tuna melt. Also, the problem is, like, that's your day. You got to call it a day after eating that thing, because it's just because they actually have unbelievable challah bread. Like, you can get like, I'm talking like that's like their specialty, is they have this just good brick challah bread.
Is it good?
You can get French toast, but like any of their sandwiches on their challah bread, dude,
top notch.
Dude, let's go there one time.
Is that like the same as challah bread?
Challah bread.
That is. No, yeah, it is, dude.
No, for real. Let's all right, we got some dinner dates. We got, firstly, your dad's going to cook us up some grub.
Yeah, he would like to.
And
kiss us on our foreheads.
And then one of these
days.
Before
you go to bed, yeah.
We got to stop in a B&H Dairy. It's fun. That's like a fun little spot. I used to eat there literally every day.
There's borscht, blintzes, and matzo ball soup, dude. It's a Jewish
thing. Can I tell you what else I used to go to? If you can Google Mars Bar East Village. This used to be my favorite bar in the city.
Oh, I know this place. I've seen this joint. It's the grimy spot with all the shit on the walls.
Oh, there's the old rickshaw Timberland.
I used to get glasses of whiskey there. Joey Diaz
is his uncle.
That's Hank Penza, RIP.
$6.
The owner died.
The amount of money I spent doing comedy when I was just doing open mic, and that was fun, but I'd go in.
It closed. Yeah, remembering the fabulously scuzzy Mars Bar.
That place is long gone, but I used to drink whiskeys there every single night, and I'd eat corn muffins. That was back when you were a young man.
Corn muffins.
And just, it didn't matter, you know what I mean? Your health was good. You didn't have to care.
The straight glory holes in here.
I love how like people reminisce in comedy of like getting laid, doing blow, being on the road. I'm just like corn muffins and whiskey
fucking
alone. Like not even with other people, just me alone.
Yeah, that is a dirty bar.
Oh, it's great.
Hell
all
right, yeah,
that's awesome. You guys can keep going all night.
Let's plug it out.
Yep. Right, you can find me at Mike Nice CT on all platforms. Sure, you know the Shed Network is on and popping. We got new improvements in the Shed, and we got all podcasts dropping weekly. Shedcast Village and the Shed Sports Morts, and new music all the time and videos dropping. Thank you.
Run Your Mouth Podcast, part of the Problem Podcast, on the road doing tour dates every single Wednesday night. That's the big show that I'm really trying to grow. Every Wednesday night in the West Village at the Cafe Bohemia Legendary Jazz Club. Really fun vibe. I think I'll be hosting that show because I have fun doing that. Putting up my friends, trying to build a scene. You get tickets. Use promo code FIRE. You get $5 tickets. You can hang out for the live jazz afterwards. Bring a date. It's a fun bar. Good food upstairs. Good vibes all around. Come hang out for that.
And you can find me, ShedTech8, on Instagram and Twitter. And you can also find me every Wednesday and Saturday on the Sports Schmorts Podcast, the best sports podcast in history, craziest podcast ever, with Big Tone, Big Renzo, Big Zo, and Mike Nice. And you can catch me sometimes on the anime podcast. It's pretty dope. And also, there's... I might possibly have a new podcast coming. I've been thinking about it. And I got a few ideas about it that will drop soon. And on top of that...
Dude, you look like John Lennon, but like with a fucking bigger...
A bigger dick, dude. Sick, dude. He's known for his 13-inch penis, dude.
I was going to say cheeks.
Oh, okay. Not bad. Which one's the top or bottoms?
The tops.
I got comedy coming soon.
Oh boy, don't say it. If
I do, no, I do, dude. I do. I've been working on it. I've been working on it, dude.
We got that. Yo, we got a dope picture
of him doing dudes.
Me doing dudes. At the stand, dude, and fucking, I'm like 7 feet tall somehow, and Luis Gomez is like 3 feet tall. That's I don't know. It's the camera work. It's like AI or something.
He's here. By the way,
you heard that?
Right.
All
right. Nice. All right, yeah, so comedy coming soon. Maybe a new podcast that I got an idea about. I have to run it. I haven't brought it by anybody yet.
Wow.
So this is crazy.
Breaking news.
So this is crazy? No, because it's going to be a real thing.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's it, baby. Thank you for having me. Thanks for watching the podcast.
Absolutely, yeah. You can follow me, Sid_Floyd, on everything. Make sure you go follow the Shedcast on TikTok because we're on there now. And surprisingly, with fucking... We started 3 days ago and... I don't think the word is trending, but our hashtag has actually got like fucking a couple thousand views on TikTok. So people are searching the Shedcast, and Village Hitting the Shed on TikTok is really popping off. You know, we have like full fucking debates going on in our videos. It's pretty fucking awesome. People are starting to look to us to the the premium fucking news and information in anime. So make sure you go do the same thing. Go check out Village Hitting the Shed. We got tech on there all the time. It's fucking amazing.
I hope so bad
that's good
that you guys blow up from anime.
Oh my God,
I just eat all the crow. I hope that like I show up to events and like people are actually like just giving me like heckling my comedy sets.
No, we're gonna have you shame walk
anime information.
We're gonna be like, this guy said
that's been Sid's plan the whole time.
This guy said we'd never make it, and they're like shame.
God bless, because I couldn't have more hated it, and I will continue to hate. So
we're gonna get a
just God bless
a anime girl to blow your brains out, dude, and you're gonna.
No, I hope it gets the point you guys get so famous with that you don't even take my calls.
That's the goal.
we would never.
But nah, go make sure you definitely go follow that podcast. We got a whole bunch of new music on the way. I got some me and Mikey got some great tunes that we just got sent from our boy KC, and definitely gonna be those coming out too. Me and Doomer got
he
some
just
big
won
shit
the
on
Super
the way.
Bowl too.
Exactly.
Shout out.
Yeah, so go check all that shit out. Go follow us on every social and listen to the podcast.
Oh yeah, website coming soon too. I'm sorry. That's a lot of difficulties going on right
Shed
now.
Shed Network Patreon.
That's going to be crazy.
Yeah, so.
I got.
Adios, amigos.
Extremities, right. You can see.
And I bid you guys to keep rolling up.
Rolling up.
Sayonara our later, bitches.
Peace.
Yeah, I should start saying that every podcast.
What? I bid you adieu?
What do you want? Break it up.
Where's Mikey?
He's asleep.
See? 70 for a dime.
He doesn't want to.
Dude, hook me up. I don't want to make a fucking scene.
Well, you already fucking made a bigger scene.
70 for a dime is a fucking deal. I'll be back at 4 to pick it up.
He doesn't want to.
Dude, fucking tell him.
I already fucking told him.
Well, tell him again.
He fucking said no.
Well, make him say yes.
How the fuck am I telling him?